Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living Center Live. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. I have a question for you. Do you ever feel like you married the wrong person? Or maybe you have this question. Did your spouse marry the wrong person when they married you? Those are questions that we probably don't speak out loud so often, but they're on the table today, and we're going to offer some help and hope and be very intentional in the process. So hang around live from our Tucson Intentional Living Center. This is Intentional Living Radio.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. And that's right, you heard it. Today's question is, did I marry the wrong person? It's going to be an interesting program. And we want to hear from you at 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And boy, this is one of those programs I wish we had about 3 hours to unpack, but we only have this half hour, so we're going to get right into it. And you're welcome to call. I want to be encouraging today because I know with 40% of first-time marriages ending in divorce and more people just living together, not getting married, and the whole topic of marriage is ongoing debate constantly. What is marriage and what's God's intention for marriage? I simply believe that if we get back to what the Bible teaches, God's intention is for marriage to be a place where we can thrive, a place where both of us in the marriage as a husband and a wife can find God's purpose for our marriage, for our individual lives, where we can thrive as individuals, we can thrive if God blesses with children, and it could be a place of great joy. It doesn't mean we don't have challenges or problems, but it's a place of thriving, but there's a law to thriving. And here it is. A spectacular life of thriving in your marriage will be proportional to the spectacular death of yourself. Now, when I say that, some of you, I know it just puts the hair up on the back of your neck because the thought is that you become a non-person. That's not the point. The biggest limitation, I believe, to thriving in our lives, in our marriages, is us. And until we get to a place to realize that there's something much bigger at play here than you or me, and when we die to ourselves, we can start to live for something bigger and more transcendent. And for the Christian, what that means for us is that we die to our limited and selfish thinking and ambitions and desires and actions. And in the process of death to self, I believe something spectacular happens. We come alive to the bigger picture of God's intentional love and purpose for our marriages. I don't believe it's limiting when we die to ourselves. I think it's expanding. It's like the seed that has to die before it will grow, right? And so as we jump into this topic today, I know it's a tricky topic because there's practical problems that occur in marriage. I mean, if you're living in a marriage and all of a sudden you find out your spouse has got a porn problem, or you find out that you wrestle yourself with addiction, or you married someone who is much more immature than you thought, or you're much more immature than they thought, these things are practical issues that need to be resolved and dealt with in our marriage and to make our marriages work. And sometimes that requires some really in-your-face, we got to deal with this and got to deal with it now, and it's going to be reality and there's going to be boundaries. Other times it's just frustrating and we need to pray and talk and work it through. But I hope today we recognize that when we ask the question, do I feel like I married the wrong person, we also have to ask, you think my spouse thinks they married the wrong person. So we're going to jump into this and see if we can sort this through and help you and encourage you to see that as you die to yourself and live to what God has for you in your marriage, you're going to be better prepared to deal with whatever it is that comes down the pike in your marriage.
When I first married my husband, I found out he had an extreme rage issue all the time and never hit us, but he was very verbal. But God continually told me to just wait and promised me a good marriage. And I stayed and prayed and stayed and prayed. And one of my prayers was for my husband to physically see what he was doing to us. And he saw it for the first time and truly apologized and never did it again. And today, we actually are in marriage ministry at our church, and we continually pray with couples that have these anger issues. I do have that marriage that God promised me.
Good for you. I think your call is an example of what a lot of people face. I mean, we get into marriage and all of a sudden we didn't know that our spouse had a rage problem or an alcohol problem or porn problem or bad attitude or whatever. And, you know, these things are real issues and they're things that need to be dealt with. But if we take the approach of saying, I'm going to start first with understanding who I am in Christ and then approaching this with confidence, and that, there's a great deal of confidence when we have to confront issues. All right, let's hear your stories. Dina is on the line in New Mexico. Welcome, Dina.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate your call. Tell us about you. Did you waver on this issue of feeling like you married the wrong person?
You know, I did. Initially, I didn't because when I got married, we got married about 5 years ago. I prayed and waited and prayed and asked God if he was the right guy. And, you know, God said yes. And so took the leap of faith and went ahead and got married. And about a year after we were married, you know, it just didn't look like I expected it to look. And, you know, we just really didn't seem like we were really fit for each other. And, yeah, I did. I wavered. And I said, Lord, you know, maybe I didn't really hear your voice. But, you know, the one thing that was always I took courage in, as you know, the word says that his sheep hear his voice. And that was one thing that, you know, even if it didn't feel that way in the emotions, it definitely was encouraging. And so.
So what were some specific things you did, Dina, in this process where you're feeling like, hey, I'm married. I didn't know I was getting into this kind of stuff or whatever with him. And what did you do?
You know, honestly, just a ton of prayer and fasting. Probably that was really the one thing that I've seen in our marriage that has been making a change is just the fasting and aligning my heart with God's word and spending that time with him. You know, that's really the key for us, for my marriage, for everybody's marriage, I would believe, is just really drawn to God, closer to God, and saying, Lord, this is your plan for me. It may not look like what I expected it to look like, but I trust that you've always been faithful to me in every period of my life, and I trust that even though this doesn't look like it now, I know that your faithfulness is what I can rely on.
Amen to that. Hey, Dina, thank you for your call. Very good.
Absolutely.
You know, people think the grass is greener over there, and as you've heard it said over the years, you still got to mow it, you know. People are people. It's interesting. University of Michigan psychologist Dr. Terry Orbach, I think I got Terry's name right, collected data from 373 couples, 46% of whom later divorced, and it was all during their first year of marriage, and this apparently was reported in the Wall Street Journal. She found that most divorced people shared the same five regrets about their marriages. Are you ready? Here they are, people who say, hey, I married the wrong person, or I was the wrong person, their marriage failed. And this is a secular research study. So these are applicable. Number one, show your partner you love and care for them any way you can. You know, that's intentional. You heard me say showing affection, saying the words, I love you, displaying affection, touching your spouse in a way that they want to be touched emotionally and otherwise. Number two, Terry found money matters, and it's got to be discussed. Money is the number one source of conflict in most marriages. Talk about money more often, not just when you got a tax problem. Terry also found in the research that these couples who divorce says, leave the past behind you. Terry says she believes that to engage in a healthy way with your partner, you need to let go of the past. Getting over jealousies and so on and so on. We can hang on to the past. Doesn't the scripture tell us about putting those things behind us? Number four, don't play the blame game. It's easy to point the finger and say, if you would change, everything would be better. And then communication is the key. Number five, 41% of respondents cited communication as the number one factor they would change in their next relationship. Those are practical. I mean, every one of those we could go back and find the biblical basis for, right? Because everything that is truth still comes from Scripture ultimately. Today, do you feel like you married the wrong person, or maybe you feel like you've been the wrong person? Much hope from Intentional Living.
One of the ways my husband and I are intentional in our marriage is we like to pray interactively, and it really helps keep us in tune with each other and with God, and it just helps us to be very intentional.
The one thing that's helped out in our marriage or changed our marriage, obviously besides God and letting the Holy Spirit lead and the different things that have to do with God's part, our part has been taking responsibility for our own actions and for our own feelings. And so it's being responsible and not casting the blame or pointing the finger at each other. It's been more, here's where I'm at.
One intentional thing my husband does that I really appreciate is sometimes when I'm emotional, instead of reacting, he listens and he tries to hear the root of the complaint rather than the emotion, and always works to bring peace to our household. And I really appreciate that he does that.
Wow, really practical help today on this topic of being the right person. We asked a question on Facebook, what are you doing to be the right match or the right person for your spouse? And Rosa says, we have both made a lot of changes. We want to stay married, so we work at it. And we remember the golden rule, which is important. Becky says, I have not been the supportive, loving person that he needs. I need to be slow to speak and quick to listen. I need to be someone who he feels comfortable talking to instead of someone who is bitter and negative. These are things I need to work on before my marriage dies. Boy, there's honesty. You know, this question of did I marry the wrong person really needs to start with, am I the right person? That's really where we start. Andrew is on the line in Michigan today. Welcome, Andrew.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. You have a question on this topic today?
Well, my wife, she feels like I wasn't the right person to marry after she had gotten divorced from her first husband, and now she has left me. And
sorry.
You know, divorce is in the process, and she, you know, I just don't know what to think about it. You know, she tells me that it was wrong for her to leave him, and you know.
Why did she leave him? Did she leave him for you?
Yeah. At the time when we had got together, I didn't know Jesus. Well, I mean, I knew him, but I wasn't saved. I didn't have, you know, I wasn't living for him. And I kind of helped, you know, both of us. We broke up their marriage, and then, you know, we got married, and I had given my life to Jesus and made things right, and I thought everything was fine. And then, you know, just about 2 months ago on Memorial Day, this all happened. You know, she said that she was leaving.
Mm-hmm. And she went back to her first husband?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Andrew, listen, my role is not to beat you up, because you got plenty of that happening inside of you, and we know Satan is one who will continue to point his finger at you and drag you down. We know God is a God of forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 tells us that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So obviously there's a portion of this, Andrew, which is you're admitting, I blew it. I sinned. I did what I shouldn't have done, and she did what she shouldn't have done. And we broke up a marriage, and as a result, that creates a mess. And that we ask for God's forgiveness. You ask for God's forgiveness. And I think you need to ask your wife's forgiveness. And dare I say, I don't know if it's even possible, maybe not, beyond the realm of possibility, that first husband's forgiveness. And then here's what I recommend, Andrew, you do, is do nothing in terms of trying to fix this or make it anything. This is something God's got to move in your wife's heart and in your heart. And you need to get under godly counsel, stay in a godly church where the Bible's being taught, have men around you who will encourage you, and walk very slowly, very quietly, and let God do whatever work he's going to do in this situation. Because there is no simple answer to this. It's got to be a God thing.
I do have one more question, but, you know, we've been talking, and she calls, you know, I don't call her, she calls me, and we talk and stuff, and I just, it's, you know, it's just... It's just weird, because I don't know she tells me sometimes she doesn't think it's going to work out over there, and you know, and then it just makes me even more confused, and, you know.
Yeah, but what you two wrongs here won't make a right. And
that's what I tried to tell my wife.
Yeah, and I think in this case, that's why I'm suggesting for you, Andrew, just to be very quiet and let God work in your life and have a healing in your life. And I think you need to say to your wife, honey, listen, what we did was sinful. It was wrong. We broke up your marriage. What I did was wrong. What you did, we got to let God do something in our lives. She needs to seek counsel from godly people. She needs to get into God's word. She needs help for herself, because ultimately she's trying to make a decision. Is she going to be in this marriage? Is she going to try to rebuild the other marriage? Is she going to be single? What is she going to do? There's not a simple answer here. There's not a simple answer. But as close as I can get to the simplicity of an answer is that right now, more than anything, Andrew, don't try to fix this. Don't try to manipulate it, because that's what happened the first time around, and it blew up in your face. Let this be a God thing, totally a God thing. We'll be praying for you, my friend. A lot of people will be praying for you in Michigan today.
Our lines are still open at 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. The question is, did I marry the wrong person? And we want to hear your thoughts. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
The biggest thing that I'm realizing is just how differently we communicate with each other.
Here's Dr. Randy Carlson to show you how to love your marriage.
The key to a happy marriage is communication. When you communicate about a shared goal, that brings passion and intimacy to your marriage.
Fall in love all over again with your spouse at the Love Your Marriage Night with Dr. Randy Carlson, presented by the Intentional Living Center. It's coming to Living Word Bible Church in Mesa and Glendale Church of the Nazarene, Friday and Saturday, September 26th. 6th and 27th, and Christ Community Church in Tucson, Saturday, October 18th. Register at theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. I learned the other day that India, Pakistan, and Iraq are three of the top 10 countries with intentional living followers. And I thought, wow, aren't those countries mostly Muslim or Buddhist or something? Then I realized they probably don't have a lot of resources over there for Christ followers and Christ seekers, and we have a great opportunity to minister to them and pray for them. So join our international Facebook family today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and click on the Facebook icon. Dr. Randy?
All right. Hey, that's good news. You know, the message is a worldwide message for those who have ears to hear. And technology allows us to communicate this message around the world. Today, asking the question, did you marry the wrong person? Or even a better question, were you the wrong person? We have a very helpful top 10 list, most requested from Intentional Living, that has to do with marriage. And you can check it out when you go to theintentionallife.com, click on the broadcast highlights, or under Inspiration tab, find the Intentionals, a list of the top 10 things to do to make your marriage work. Powerful questions for you there and statements. Okay, let's get back to the calls here. I may need some help on pronouncing your name. Is it Siju?
Siju, yes,
sir. Siju, well, there you go. Thank you for your call.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
Appreciate you calling today. What? How do you relate to this topic on marrying the right person?
Well, I was calling to say that I know that I married the right person. I was raised as a Muslim, and then when I was in 2009, I gave my life to Christ, and I went through a little bit of depression. But then I was lost. I didn't know where to go or who to go to. And then my boxing coach, who's actually my father-in-law now, he told me to take his daughter on a date because she was going through something as well. I took her on a date, and our spirits just matched up perfectly. I always wanted to be a faithful man of God and faithful to one woman, and I know that's what God wanted for me all my life. hanging out with my friends and stuff, I was easily influenced to do to go otherwise, you know. But then I married my wife now, and I tell you, my life is great. It feels like God has been blessing us more and more because I'm following His will.
Fantastic. Well, listen, congratulations on coming to Christ a few years ago. How has that made a difference in your life, Siju?
It's made a great difference. I remember people used to tell me that, I like say, for instance, one of my older brothers, he would always say, that's taking the easy way, giving your life to Christ. That's not really anything. And I would say, and then now that I've given my life to Christ, it is the easy way. It's true, but God made our lives to be easy. He doesn't want us to struggle. He doesn't want us. That's why He gave us Jesus, so that we can give Him all of our burdens and all of our heartaches and troubles and just give it to Him. And you give it to Him and you pray, and it's all going to be okay. It changes your perspective on everything, and I'm so grateful for that.
Mm. And so how long have you been married now?
I've been married only a month now.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, listen,
it's for the rest of my life, though.
You know, and I'm glad you're listening. And to hear your testimony is encouraging, to know that that God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is reaching people from many different backgrounds and experiences and religious experiences to see the truth of what the Scripture teaches. And so we pray that you will continue to grow in your leadership and in your marriage, and that God will bless you guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling, Siju. Appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure.
That is why Intentional Living is on the radio. That's why we do this. Kelly, welcome to the program.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing very well.
How do you relate to this?
Okay. So at one point in my marriage, there was some infidelity and pornography addiction that had occurred. And as a Christian, getting saved in college and, you know, going to a Bible-believing church where I'm hearing all the right doctrine and everything, it seemed like to me like everything's wrong. Did, you know, I married the wrong person? Was this all a lie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was faced with a broken heart and a broken life, but I had 4 children. And I knew enough of God's word, and I had enough of the support from my church, because we were faithful at going to church, that I had too much to lose. And I just prayed that God would help me to fall in love with Him again, and whatever I needed to do, that God would help me. And through that journey, God really got a hold of me, and He made me look inward. And it wasn't about me looking at Him, which was strange. This is all hindsight, but and years later, that at that point in my life, which was like the hardest thing I've ever gone through, because it was all about me having to die. And I had to give up my dreams and what I expected, you know, marriage to be. And I had to learn how to love the unlovely. And I saw how unlovely I was, where I was trying to fix Him and just even trying to do it in love and speaking the truth in love and sharing things. Like, God eventually showed me, just stop. Just, you know, stop striving to fix everything. And I had a lot of fear and anxiety that I went through, because I was worried, oh, no, I don't want my kids to grow up to be liars. And what I had to come to there even was, you know what, we're all liars, and we all fall short. And I really got a hold of God's grace for me, and got forgiveness for who I am. And in that journey, because God would tell me through the Proverbs when I would read those, shut your lips, stop talking, stop, you know, running these stories, these lies in your head. And so I would start praying that God would dispel the myths of what I was believing. And I got help with the little things from God, with the help of friends and godly people in my life, who just really helped me focus on me, who was all I had control mm-hmm. over. And I can say today that my children are all walking in the Lord, and they're almost 16, 15, 12, and 10, and our family is stronger than ever.
That's fantastic. Hey, listen, Kelly, can you hang on for a minute? I want to talk to you off the air. I want to hear the end of that story, but we're running out of time here on the air, but I would like to talk to you just a little bit. Today we're focusing on, did you marry the right person? Have you been the right person? It's a great question.
This is Steve Tanner for Intentional Living. Intentional Living is pleased and honored to welcome our newest broadcast partner, Radio by Grace, serving Amarillo, the Texas Panhandle, and parts of eastern New Mexico. Joe Jeffrey of Radio by Grace talks about how their network reaches people right where they are.
The best example I've heard is a pre-evangelism to someone who's seeking, someone searching, someone who's hurting. They discover the station, then they ultimately find a relationship in a church.
Here's the founder and president of Intentional Living, Dr. Randy Carlson, to talk about the impact of living intentionally and intentional living.
We are to be salt and light in a world that's growing darker and darker every day. That's why we believe through the power of radio and media, taking a message of hope, of living intentionally in Christ, can radically change people's lives. And we're very pleased to be a part of the Radio by Grace. God bless you in your service.
Thank you, Dr. Carlson. It's so wonderful to have you back on the air here in Amarillo. I know when the station went off the air that was carrying your program, we did have feedback. We got feedback, and that's one of the reasons that we did reach out and see if the availability was there. So we're pleased and looking forward to a long-term partnership.
So again, we welcome Radio by Grace to the team of Intentional Living radio affiliates. Find out who else is partners with our radio broadcast when you see our station listing at theintentionallife.com. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Tanner.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Ever growing. And we're glad to be back on the air in Amarillo starting this week. And Dawn, that's the whole purpose of our ministry, is to use radio to get online around the world to communicate this singular message that we hear even today. Die to self, to be intentional, to thrive in what God has for us. And we help equip people to do that. And our members are number one on the front line for equipping.
That's right. And our members are the ones who keep this station on the air, both on Radio by Grace and all of the stations that we have as part of the Intentional Living family. And I encourage you today, if you're considering giving, or maybe you've never considered before giving a gift to Intentional Living, think about it today and then go online to theintentionallife.com. When you become a member, Dr. Randy will come alongside you with his monthly coaching and teaching CDs. Again, it's theintentionallife.com.
You know, Don, all of us, we get one shot at life, and that's it. And anything that we can use that will help build our lives to be more intentional, I think is worth it. And we want to be one voice piece to help you live your life. We're here for you. And when you join us, we'll stand with you because you're a member of the ministry. So as Don mentioned, come on over to theintentionallife.com and join us. More help from the Intentional Living Center in the days ahead. We're here for you. See you next time.